And it's people in your neighborhood. This morning, I'm joined by John Sterling. Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. How are you this morning?
I am doing fantastic. So, of course, you're here to tell everybody, especially, I guess, maybe kind of most people out there probably know about it.
Yeah.
But there might be some people new to town, and it's hard to believe that it's already time for Owyhee Days.
I know it is hard to believe that. So, yeah, we're just a little over a week and a half away. So, Owyhee Days is next Friday and Saturday, June 20th and 21st here in Pier. We have a great lineup there that's going to be there. Lots of vendors, just a whole weekend full of activities for people to stop to, you know, come down and enjoy what we have going on.
Yeah, it looks like I'm looking at the schedule. I mean, it's all kinds of stuff. Street Masters car show. And of course, the live music, you know, on Friday and Saturday, free live music, I should say.
Yeah, yeah. So everything does kick off Friday. You know, vendors will all be in place and going starting at 3 o'clock. The carnival opens at 4:00. And then, like you said, Street Masters is going to be there for a car show, starting it off at 5:00. We do have live music also starting at 5:00. We have Lance Spears, who is going to be doing, who is kicking off the night, followed by Loaded Dice at around 7:30. And then our headliner for the night is going to be Mall Rats. You know, for our vendors, we are actually, we have the most vendors we've ever had this year coming. So we have over 46 vendors for, arts and crafts and just other items that'll be there. And then we have 14 different food vendors that will be there as well.
Nice. So that reminds me, I wanted to ask. So, I mean, can vendors, is it too late for vendors to register to try to get a booth there?
So we are pretty full. I mean, if they're wanting to still reach out, they can definitely do so. If they go to owyheedays.com, there are spots where they can click and contact us right through there. Or you can reach out through our Facebook page. It's just the Owyhee Days Facebook page.
And I know there's going to be, I remember last year, and I just found it here on the page, that again, there's going to be a raffle.
Yes.
Just like there was last year. But it's different prizes this year, though.
It is. So we have three different prizes that you're going to have a chance to win one of those three prizes with our raffle this year. The first prize is going to be a one-night stay at the Lodge in Deadwood, as well as a $100 gift card for food, drinks, and gaming. Second prize is going to be 4 Minnesota Twins tickets to a home game of your choice. And then the third prize is going to be $500 in beef bucks that can be spent anywhere that you can purchase beef. So three really great prizes. Again, this raffle, this raffle helps keep Owyhee Days free to the public to come in and enjoy. There's tons of activities for people to stop and enjoy. Some things that we have expanded on this year as far as for Owyhee Days on Saturday, we have a magician, which we had last year, but he's going to be doing three different performances throughout the day. We also have Cricket the Entertainer, who is a clown that's going to be in the park throughout the day doing, making balloon animals, but is also going to have set up times where he's going to be on stage doing different acts and things as well. We'll have Countryside there with their duck derby. We're going to have the Soggy Bottom Boat Challenge. The cardboard boat regatta on Saturday.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. There's lots of activities. Rounding out the afternoon, there is going to be kind of like, there will be a cornhole tournament that'll go in the morning throughout the afternoon. We will have a third annual hot dog eating contest that's sponsored by Owyhee Federal Credit Union will be happening. And then another full night of entertainment, you know, that kicks off at 5:00 with Alice in Harmony at 5:00. Followed by Trailer Park Country at 7:30. And then we're super excited to have Struggle Jennings as our headliner at 10:00 on Saturday night. And again, all those concerts are 100% free. Stop down, enjoy your time in Steamboat Park and the music.
That's right. And also, I want to let everybody know out there, you have to be 21 to purchase a raffle ticket. And you can get those at Owyhee Federal Credit Union, Capital City Ford, Funtime Adventures, River Cities Public Transit, and Becky Potsuba State Farm Insurance.
Yep, and you can purchase those raffle tickets at those businesses up until next Friday. Then we will have them available for sale down in the park until about 3:00 on Saturday.
Okay, sounds good. And by the way, the tickets only are $20. So, I mean, that's pretty good for $20. You have a chance to win some great prizes.
Yes, they're awesome prizes. And they're prizes that I think anybody could find a use for.
So I want to ask, there was somebody else that was lined up for Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So why did they have to cancel or?
Yep. So it ended up there was a scheduling conflict for travel. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where we were at. But now everything is kind of set in stone. This is who we will have for our entertainment. Looking ahead, I think everything will be great. Like I said, it's the most vendors we've had. So whether you're stopping down to just walk through and look at all the vendors, grab some food, listen to music, bring the kids for a fun-filled day. Like I said, we're going to have the magician. We're going to have Cricket the Entertainer. There will be inflatables there that for the kids to enjoy as well on Saturday. Lots of things to do outside of the carnival and the concerts as well. So be sure to stop down and check it out.
That's right. My two favorite words together is free music.
Yes.
That's my two favorite words.
Yeah, you cannot beat that. You cannot beat the free music. And, some of the acts that we are bringing in, the fact that they are going to be free and you're just going to be able to come down to Steamboat Park and enjoy them, it's a huge deal. So be sure to save the dates, come down and enjoy a great time in Steamboat Park.
That's right. And anybody out there, if you're interested in the hot dog eating contest, I guess start preparing now, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. Be ready. It's a great challenge. People have a good time with it. There's usually three different heats to qualify to get into the finals. So, it's an amazing thing. And they have a pretty cool hot dog championship belt that you can actually win this year and take with it.
Nice. I would do it. If I was 15, 20 years younger, I'd do it. But I can't do stuff like that anymore. I just can't do it.
No, it's going to be an amazing time. And we're looking forward to it. And it's one of the biggest events of the summer for Pier. So, and it actually, it's ironic this year, it actually kicks off on the first official day of summer. So nice. Lots of things going on. And to get all the details, you can always go to oahidays.com. That's going to have all the most up-to-date information, the full list of concerts, the full list of events happening, and information on the raffle.
That's right. I can't wait. It's going to be a great time. And if you're new to town, the Pier, Fort Pier area, or even just surrounding areas, make sure you come on out to Wahi Days the Friday and Saturday. Next Friday and Saturday. Not this one, just to be clear. Well, thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks.
Good to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We're super excited to have everyone come to Pier next Friday on the 20th and the 21st on Saturday and enjoy Oahu Days.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great time. Thanks for coming in. Have a great one.
You too.